Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sam Nafisi. Sam Nafisi is the CEO of Protoscore, an employee productivity tool empowering teams to be more effective and productive. He is by nature a serial entrepreneur and has founded numerous companies in a variety of industries. Sam has raised over $300 million of debt and equity and has 25 years of SaaS experience at senior executive levels in business sectors including, but not limited to, pharmaceuticals, retail and distribution, quick service restaurant development, and technology. Well, good afternoon, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on this show. I know we've been kind of chatting back and forth on what makes people tick. And so I kind of want to ask you that question. So looking at your bio, Sam, your career has spanned various verticals. You seem to be leading as an entrepreneur and or CEO in your space. Could you just share with us what drives you to be successful in your spaces?
Yeah, I'm just by a little bit of background, I was an immigrant who came to the U.S. in 1984, pretty driven and ambitious, very much entrepreneurial in spirit. And I think those things kind of were catalysts for me. Many, many failures and falls, as many entrepreneurs have. And finally got into the software SaaS space about 22 years ago when it was in its very early nascence, and started with my prior company, and we built that to a large organization. And then I joined Protoscore about 18-20 months ago, initially more as a board member advisor, and then became CEO about 12 months ago.
Amazing. And I did notice that on your bio, your profile there. So that's an amazing journey. I love stories like that. Quick question, Sam. Your software platform, I was looking at it, and it seems to be leading in the employee productivity and the sales activity space. Could you just share with our audience a bit more about your product and how it's helping companies improve productivity?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. In a nutshell, Protoscore is an easy-to-use proprietary scoring system to gauge employee productivity. And we've initially focused on the sales teams, sales forces within these organizations. And we basically aggregate all the data points that are being currently used by management, by the CEO, by the chief revenue officer to manage their sales teams. We aggregate all those data points like a CRM tool, an email tool, a phone system, a BI tool in a very easy to use dashboard that provides a score, hence the name ProtoScore, for the employee and management to be able to gauge productivity on a day by day, hour by hour basis.
I love these products, and I'm sure this has kind of made a change somewhat how you all shifted with this pandemic, right? Everybody had to work from home, and you know, you didn't have that engagement necessarily, that face-to-face engagement that you typically had. So I'm sure this made an improvement and probably a demand for your product, I would say. Would you say that as well?
Yeah, it's been a remarkable journey for us, Brian. We're agnostic to at-home employees or remote or at a Starbucks. Gauging their productivity for us, again, it's irrelevant where they are. And we saw the patterns happening. You know, from our assessment, it was about 80% in-office employees and about 20%. And we have historically believed as a thesis in the organization that this was going to shift to maybe a 50-50 outcome in the next 3, 4, 5 years. And we believe COVID kind of sped that up, became a catalyst for that shift to be much more expeditious. Instead of 3, 4, 5 years, we believe we may end up that 50-50 kind of balance in the very near future. Obviously, it shifted maybe 90-10 remote in the last 3 months. I think when we normalize, we may end up at 50-50. And these kinds of tools provide visibility for management into the productivity of their staff.
That's amazing. I love how learning about this pandemic has impacted all of us in some sort of way, right? Not just healthcare side, but every CEO, technologist that I've talked to, CIO I've talked to, their life has changed in a dramatic way. And hearing how you all had to shift is, I think, just as important, of course. So Sam, could you share with us how your product stands out from your competition then? Is there any particular new technology?
Yeah, there's a couple of areas that we think were differentiators. Look, this software world and productivity is a very, very broad area. Tons of companies that are participating in different aspects of it. What we have done as our mission statement has been, historically, sales and performance has been what we call a lagging indicator. So a CEO or a chief revenue officer has to wait for the end of the month or end of the quarter to gauge the performance of the sales team based on their revenue. Did they meet the monthly quota? Did they meet the quarterly quota? there's really limited visibility. They may use a CRM tool occasionally, but there's no way to kind of ease of use, intuitive solution. And we feel like by bringing all these data sets into one dashboard, we're providing what we call a leading indicator. Instead of waiting for the end of the month or the end of the quarter, every day you know where the productivity lies. And not only is it for management, it's for the salesperson as well. And I think that's the biggest differentiator from us to companies that are other companies out there that are in a similar space. Most of our competitive landscape focuses what I call on Big Brother, on spyware, in a more invasive way that employees don't like or appreciate. We're the opposite in that every morning a salesperson gets an email from Protoscore with their productivity numbers for yesterday, how they stacked compared to their colleagues. And that engagement from the salesperson, in addition to management, brings a collaborative effort in that is not spyware, that is not Big Brother. And I think that's the number one differentiator for what we consider for us versus the competitive landscape.
That's awesome. I think that's the best way to approach an issue or, you know, you're trying to tackle something or improve things. Having that collaborative, consensual approach between management and staff is absolutely amazing. I'm glad you're leveraging that. So thanks for sharing. Sam, in our current world of this pandemic, everybody had to pivot, right? What do you have planned for the rest of this year or 2021 as far as a new product or service? And what major business shifts had you had to make due to this pandemic?
Brian, as I touched on, I think that the major shift going towards the remote workforce has been beneficial to us in the sense that I'll give you one data point. You know, we had 3,000-4,000 seats on trial or using the product up in March. Just to back up for a second, the product was launched in Q4 of 2019. Wow. So we were very early in the product cycle. By March, we were 3,000-4,000 seats. Today, we're nearly 40,000 seats.
That's awesome.
So there's been an incredible adoption, interest in the product, trying it, putting it in beta and trials. So we've seen a significant spike there. And again, it goes back to if you're going remote and if offices are being dismantled, what is my staff doing? So our phase one focus for the next 12 probably months, maybe slightly longer, is the sales department. That's a very large amount of payroll within each organization that we feel management doesn't have a very good intuitive way to gauge as to their productivity on a daily basis. They know their performance, but it tends to be, again, a lagging indicator late in the cycle. Our next iteration is going to be with developers and programmers. We believe that's another area that CEOs don't have a lot of visibility into what programmers are doing until the product roadmap comes out and they give you a demo 3 months later. You don't know within the 3 months what they're doing. So we believe this product will have tremendous impact there as well. So that's the next iteration of Protoscore to look at the development world.
Interesting. I definitely want to see that iteration. And sometimes I do have guests come back on the show to give an update, especially when you're releasing a product that has kind of been in the infancy stages or at least on its first release. So I'm excited to see and hear where your journey is going, Sam. I appreciate that.
We'd love to. I'd love to be back and give you an update on how we're doing and how the adoption has worked and the next iteration of our software.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Love how you're leveraging this technology out there. Sam, this is the big question I always ask. This is kind of where people share a nugget of wisdom, right? Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for others, like we talked about other CEOs or even people that are just starting out on their career? How could they break into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, look, I say this all the time to young CEOs, and I talk about two areas very emphatically. One is persistence. And I think persistence is just because we all fall. Inherent nature of an entrepreneur, like I said when we started the discussion, is we're going to have failures and bankruptcies or shortcomings in whatever we do. And we've got to be persistent. We've got to dust off and plow forward. And I'd say the most important thing, probably even more important than persistence, is laser-like focus. A lot of entrepreneurs tend to be all over the place and don't give the product, the solution much. They pivot. That's become a new word. Let's pivot. While I'm emphatic, hell-bent on laser-like focus, let's see this through. And I think making sure that young entrepreneurs, CEOs, and they could kind of diffuse that into their organizations, that we're focused, just like Protoscore, we're focused exclusively on productivity within the sales organization today. Let's get this done. Let's get market share. In 12 months, we could look at other verticals, like I mentioned, developers and programmers. And we get people, even in the organization today, coming to us, let's do this, let's do that. And I come back to the point, let's focus. Laser-like focus is a hugely important factor, I believe, for entrepreneurs, especially in early startup phase.
That's some great insight, and I appreciate that. I think a lot of people need to hear that more. You know, it is in our human nature. We kind of get down on our luck or whatever, and we forget to ask why we started, right? So that is some great insight, and I appreciate you sharing that. So Sam, I just want to personally thank you. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian, for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye for now.